Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 19th of February 2016, 50 commands of Jesus Christ. 50 commands of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, by mercy of Christ, I came across a website that where this person has tried to collect the commands of Jesus Christ and put together, collected it, arranged it and put that. Now, of course, it can be for 49, 50, 51 or whatever, but I'm not sure about this, but then finally he has collected 50 commands. Now, brothers and sisters, in my spirit I'm impressed. Can you imagine if we just do and understand the commands of Jesus Christ and meditate on the commands of Jesus Christ? And who is Jesus Christ? The husband of my soul. The lover of my soul. There's a song. The husband of my soul. The King of kings and Lord of lords. The Ancient of days. He came to suffer and die and rose again for me, for you. And he loves us and he will make our path straight. He loves us so much that he will deal with it in such a manner that he will then wash us clean, make us spotless for those who are willing, for those who are willing and turn to him and go to him and think about his precepts. So in my spirit, very clear, then I will use this site. I will put a link to this site in the emails. But maybe there are other sites also, I do not know. Now, that is why it's important that you go and search some things about Christ, search some things about the Word of God in the internet. You are meditating about it. Because there are a whole lot of things you will be searching in other things in the net. But let's do something about where we are finally going. Who is going to take us? Who loves us? Who is inside us? The Creator is inside us. So brothers and sisters, sometimes you will notice the title will be something and I will be led to the words that are coming out of me is something else. That's how the Lord leads, because you see, we can put a title, but finally the title will be handled. But in the meantime, there will be some issues, only the Lord Jesus Christ will know that somebody who is listening to this can benefit in their lives, can settle in their lives, can be edified in their lives by listening to that edification, the rebuke, the correction, the exhortation, the encouragement, everything can be there. Therefore, he'll make me go and do and say things that I won't know which soul may be interested. But sometimes I know the soul may be needing that. Brothers and sisters, therefore, listen to the whole thing. There are people who are listening. I also know there are people listening and not really, they're hearing but not listening. So much so they do not know scripture, they do not know fundamentals. I'm talking about my own congregation. There are people, I ask them about certain things, they completely blur, you know. I'm saying, are you listening? They say, yeah, I'm listening, Pastor. But then you don't know fundamentals. What's the highest commandment? Highest commandment, love God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength. What is the second highest commandment for disciples? Love one another as I've loved you. What is the third highest commandment? Love your neighbor as yourself. And then love your enemy if you want to be sons of the Most High God. Brothers and sisters, today, let's look at this. Today, we'll deal with a few today, and we'll go on dealing. Because it's a very, very, people can only focus on the commands of Jesus Christ. You know, can you imagine how your lives will be blessed? Now, the first one that this website has collected is called Repent. Repent, and we're quoting from Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, Repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sins, live your life in a way that proves repentance, seek God's purpose for your life, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He's going around doing this. Now remember, I've also mentioned this before, the Hebrew and the Greek languages are Asian languages. They are like Chinese and Tamil and whatnot. Because in Chinese, Tamil, that we are aware of, when they speak one word, that word has got many shades of meanings. You know, it's got many meanings. And depending on the context with which it's used, it will reflect a different meaning. That's how Tamil is. It's complicated. That's how Chinese is. And that's how Asian languages are, including Hebrew and Greek. But the problem is the English has a lack in the English language to be able to describe and reflect what the actual meaning is. What is the meaning of this, what the speaker is trying to say in that particular sentence? Therefore, the English translators have taken and put simple words, like for instance, belief. The belief is cling on, trust in, adhere to, hold on, you know, continuously, That's what the Hebrew text has meant and the Greek text has meant. But in English, it's just a belief. And when we understand English, we are also not mother tongue. For English is not mother, our mother tongue. We begin to say belief, belief, belief. Yeah, I believe that so-and-so, the prime minister of my country. But that's not really belief. That you only know the fact, you know information. Belief is really truly hanging on and all. That is the same thing with this word repent. Repent, God, Jesus Christ says. Now let's look at this Jesus Christ saying, repent, for that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, change your inner self. And this is why the Amplified, I'm reading all from the Amplified, makes the meaning as it was more or less meant to be in Hebrew and Greek. Repent means change your inner self, your old way of thinking. Regret past sins. You have to regret. I have sinned. I was this. I was a drunkard. I was violent. I was an adulterer. I have to repent. And from time to time, think about it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You took me out of all this. God doesn't remember your sins. But I better remember what I did. Why? So that I don't go and do again. There are some people that say, forget. God forgets all your sins once you come and ask forgiveness. So you also don't bother. Hey, you'll be caught in the same sin life. You do not know where you came from, how you are trapped the time. You'll be caught in this. So please, let's meditate and see what kind of mess I was in, what kind of rubbish I was in. Now I'm a new man in Christ. From time to time, this has to come. That's why I keep telling this even in the, you know, hundreds of people are listening to the morning recording. Can you imagine going there and telling I was an adulterer? Yeah, why? I have no more shame because He washed my sin and He set me free. I'm not a captive to these sins again. I'm not a captive to adultery. I'm not a captive to drunkenness and violence and lies and all that. But I have to tell. So people say, hey, even this pastor has so much of sins and Jesus got him and saved him and changed him and all that and put him like this. Yeah, there's hope for me. That is also what will use, Jesus Christ will use, isn't it? So change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret the past sins, live your life in a way that proves repentance. The fruits of repentance. The Bible says, anybody say they repented of the old sins, there'll be fruits of repentance. Now what happened to me? There are fruits of repentance is that suddenly my wife saw the difference, completely changed. She is shocked. Then only she says, I want to come to your church. I say, it's not the church. Church is Jesus Christ. She said, no, I want to come to your church. I kept trying to say, it's Jesus Christ. I say, it's not the church. She cannot understand. Finally, in my spirit, just let it go. Okay, you come. Then she said, only this Sunday. The following Sunday, I'm taking my children to my own church. Okay, I don't argue, quarrel. Why? I have done so many wrong things. Jesus already said, look, you just humble yourself, do the right thing. That's the command Jesus gave me. And He will do the best. The very best. Nobody can do the best He can do because He is Jesus Christ. And you know, God, when He gives a promise, He can make it happen. You know why? He can make circumstances. Supposing He doesn't want you to go somewhere, He can create a heavy rain and you cannot go. So He can create circumstances so that He can change us from step by step. Changes and order our steps for our own sake. So finally when she came, she was convicted from the songs and itself. She was convicted and she was weeping and weeping. And because then later she told me, you know, a week later, Jesus told her, she could hear in her spirit, you talk about your husband's sins, but what about your sins? What about your sins? Jesus was telling to my wife. Then she realized that to Jesus, she is also a sinner to Jesus. She is also has gone against Jesus. Then she repented and all that. And then step by step, the family put together. Brothers and sisters, that's why, first of all, we repent. Don't think about, I will repent and do the right thing so my wife will change. I will repent and do the right thing so my husband will change. No. You just repent because we have sinned against Christ. So Jesus Christ commandments, first one is repent. Your old way of thinking must go. Even now, in anything we do, our old way of thinking must go. We must now trust Him. Trust Him. Live your life in a way that proves repentance. Proofs of repentance must be there. Seek God's purpose for your life. First, old way of thinking must go. Regret the past sins. Live your life in a way that proves repentance. Proof repentance is fruits of repentance. And then, seek God's purpose for your life. What is God's purpose for your life today? Today, You think your purpose for your life today? Yes. There might be some pressure in the office. You're going to run there and do things there. You're going to, the boss is waiting, or you are the boss yourself. You're going there and say, I'll tell this, I've got to do. The company must move in this direction. But what's God's purpose for your life today? This thing we are doing on earth is a temporary thing. This thing we have to get income to survive. Yes. But first, God Almighty first, Father God first, through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What's the purpose? Today you begin to think like this means, when I go to office, I remember yesterday I saw this colleague of mine looking sad. Today I will approach and then maybe I will tell them about the breath of God. I'm telling them about the breath of God. We are not telling them to convert. Nobody can convert anybody. We are telling them to breathe the breath of God. Call on the blood of Jesus. I'm going to tell them my experience in Christ. And then see, maybe the soul will be set free for that issue. May feel the touch of Christ today. May that soul may feel the touch of Christ today through me. Oh, what a wonderful thing Jesus is doing in my life. He is using me. But then you must meditate on the purpose of your life. Where are you going today? Okay, next one, the commandment they put there is, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. This is John 14:27. They quote several scriptures. We can only take one. We take one because of time. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. Now I'll read again. Fantastic, isn't it? Jesus Christ, the husband of our soul, is telling us, let not your heart be troubled, that's the title. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. Now he's leaving it. The peace is being left with us. He's already leaving. He left it with us, finished. My perfect peace I give you. He has given. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. Now, this is a fantastic, powerful thing. Let's drink this word now. Drink it, absorb it, consume it. It'll be part of you, part of you. The peace he has given to us already. Peace has given to us. My peace I leave with you. He left the peace with us. He's given it and left it with us. That means it's in us. Do not let your heart be troubled. That means we have to now deal with the heart. Because he's telling you, do not let your heart be troubled means clearly he's telling you, you, my son, your spirit being, you, my daughter, you're a spirit being, your mind, you are a spirit being. Do not let your heart be troubled. Our hearts are separate from us. This is what I've been telling so long. Our hearts are wickedly, treacherously wicked. So now Jesus Christ giving a command directly to me and to you, do not let it be afraid. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not let it be afraid. That means it is you and I must decide to control this heart. Control this heart because the heart is treacherously wicked and Jesus Christ telling, do not let it be afraid, do not let it be troubled. My perfect peace calm in every second. Then you begin to focus on Jesus Christ. The peace is left with me. The peace is left with me. The peace is in me. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And now heart, I command you to shut up, not to shake here and there, because everything will work out for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Things will work out for me, but all I need to do is repent. I mean, even now when there's no peace, one of the reasons is we have done some wrong. Yesterday, I gave some advice to my daughter who was doing, of course, some business. And then I was troubled because the advice I given and she acted on advice could actually offend somebody. And put that person in bad light. So there's trouble. After giving the advice, she sent the email already. There's trouble. And then So I called her and my wife and said, let's pray because I've done this wrong. It's my fault. Lord Jesus, sorry. Mercy, Lord. Mercy for this person. Let this person not be tarnished. Let this person not suffer the consequences of my mistake. And I started praying in tongues. Prayed in tongues on and on and on. It went on for a few minutes because I'm so distressed that I've unnecessarily, I should have just waited a little longer to think what to write and could have written it differently. And not put a words in such a manner that somebody can misread that and think this person, so there was a distress on and on. And then after that, release came, peace came. Then I said, thank you, Lord, for forgive me, mercy for him. Let him see Christ. He doesn't know Christ. Let him see Christ, Lord. Let him know what we know. And let him know what you opened yourself to us. And then we started praying and settled that. And then later on, I impressed my spirit for my daughter, told my daughter, call this. He's a very senior person. He's a CEO of a huge company. Call this person and say thank you and all that. And when she called, the person said, oh, thank you, Melody. It's okay, you know. Thank you, she said. Because I kept quiet. Because God will go and cover these things for me. Why? Because I go to him and admit I'm wrong. And ask for my father to help me. So she called and just told him, no, thank you, Tato, and this and that. And then for giving us a chance. Yeah, and then he said, no, it's okay. Thank you, Melody. He said, can you imagine? Jesus covers that. So I don't know what's going to happen to that. Whatever happens, they accept. Whatever I said, because I've gone, I've asked for forgiveness from Jesus Christ. Now he has not seen the email, so I do not know what will happen after this. But we let it go. Because my peace I leave unto you, my peace I give you, I receive the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ, righteousness, peace and joy. Otherwise my health will go. My health will go. Brothers and sisters, today, let's take just these two words. Repent. Repent means once for finish and finish. No. There are things we do every day, some issues, isn't it? So we repent. Now, so of course to the normal person who is reading the email, maybe nothing, because but me being a Christian, a servant of Christ, I know I could have written it better. So it may not be anything there, but I have to repent. Some people say, hey, nothing, like this Christy, this you, this world, this nothing, this no, not nothing, nothing there. For them, there's nothing there, but I have to know. I could have written it right and go to Christ. Repent and go to Christ and receive the peace. The peace is inside us. He left it inside you. Now use the peace of Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Focus on these two today and forever. Thank Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.